The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the 11th edition of Gold Dome Scramble, a pop-up podcast from Political Breakfast. I'm Lisa Ram, and this is our remote coronavirus edition. With me are WABE politics reporters Emma Hurt and Emil Moffitt. Well, they're not really with me, but I could see them. How are you two today?
I'm doing good.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, we have to explain. The reason we're all separated today is because a member of the state Senate tested positive for COVID-19, the illness, as you know, that's caused by the coronavirus. And both of you have been at the Capitol at the same time as this senator since he started having symptoms. And Emma, you were there as late as Monday, correct?
Yeah, I was. So Brandon Beach, State Senator Brandon Beach, he's from Marietta, announced that he'd been diagnosed with the coronavirus on Wednesday night. The problem is that he'd been having symptoms since last Tuesday and still showed up to the Capitol last week for crossover day. And then he took the coronavirus test on Saturday, still showed up for the special session on Monday when the results were pending. And now the entire General Assembly, both chambers, staff, and pretty much the whole press corps as well are all in self-quarantine just out of an abundance of caution. Now, I didn't get close to or speak to Senator Beach in the last couple of weeks, but you know, again, we can't be sure. And Emil, I think, is in the same boat.
Yeah, did he issue any kind of statement? Because it kind of feels irresponsible.
He did issue a statement, and his statement was more about his own situation. But you know, there are a lot of state lawmakers who would argue that this was irresponsible and are upset by this for sure.
Emil, what are your feelings at this point? You were in the Senate and you didn't come in contact, but still it's affecting you.
Right. I was covering the Senate for a couple of days in early March, and that's apparently before Senator Beach started experiencing the symptoms. Like Emma, didn't come into direct contact with him, but it's one of those things where if someone's feeling sick enough to take a test and get a test, which are very scarce, at this point, as we all know, I think that it could be described as kind of reckless to come into a place with so many lawmakers from so many different parts of the state when you have been feeling ill and have taken a test and are waiting those results.
It was a very important day last Monday at the Capitol for this specialist session, and that's likely why Senator Beach felt he needed to show up. The last time all of us talked, the legislature was suspended indefinitely. What was accomplished during the session, Emma?
Yeah, so this was a special session, kind of a surprise for us, and it was supposed to be a pretty quick in and out. The legislature did suspend itself indefinitely last week, like we talked about, and this session on Monday just had one agenda item, confirming the governor's request for a state of public health emergency, which was the first in state history.
And it is important to note that the regular session of the legislature with all those bills that we've been talking about the last couple of months is still suspended indefinitely. This special session is required by law. Once the governor put out that request for the state of public health emergency, he had to call the legislature back for the special session to confirm it. And it really gives Kemp broad powers, from seizing private property to mandating vaccinations and quarantines. Everyone agreed that it was necessary given the circumstances with the coronavirus, but Emma, it didn't turn out to be as quick a vote as we expected, right?
No, it was quite a turn of events. So basically, pretty soon after we got there early Monday morning, it was clear something was amiss. The Senate and the House passed two different versions of the state of public health emergency declaration. So the House as I'm told, diverged from what had been an agreement with the governor and added a stipulation that in order to renew this state of public health emergency, which does expire in mid-April, the legislature would have to come back to reconfirm it. The governor's original version and the version that the Senate originally passed did not have that stipulation. It allowed the governor to automatically renew it. And the chambers need to agree. So after that, we kind of went into purgatory for 6 hours. For 6 hours, the leadership met behind closed doors. The chambers stood at ease. I mean, it was ridiculous. Like, so many lawmakers just milling around. We're all very aware that we are violating CDC guidelines at that point, that you should not be in groups of more than 50 people. But, you know, the debate that lawmakers were having was really about that balance of maintaining the checks and balances of our system of government and balancing that with the very real risk that the legislature might not be able to reconvene in a month if the virus gets that bad. They ultimately found a compromise, finally, in which the legislature will reconvene to confirm a renewal unless they aren't able to. Then the governor can renew it unilaterally.
There's no firm date on when the legislature will reconvene, correct?
Well, so the state of public health emergency does expire in mid-April, and it's already been agreed to that if it's possible, the legislature will reconvene at that time to confirm it. And if they are not able to do it, there'll be a call made and the governor can renew it himself unilaterally.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll resume in a moment. I'm Lisa Ram, and this is the Gold Dome Scramble.
Support comes from Grady Health Foundation, presenting Move for Grady Saturday, April 27th, featuring a family-friendly bike ride through Atlanta's in-town neighborhoods. There's a ride, run, or walk distance for everyone, benefiting Grady Health System. More at moveforgrady.com.
You love free, and at Ameris Bank, so do we. That's why we're proud to offer worry-free, hassle-free Ameris Bank free checking. Manage your money your way with convenient access to digital, mobile, and telephone banking, all with no monthly service fee or minimum balance requirements. At Ameris Bank, we're with you. For more information or to open an account, visit our local bankers in person or online at amerisbank.com/free checking. Other fees such as overdraft fees may apply. Ameris Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Support for WABE comes from 100 Miles, a nonprofit committed to preserving Georgia's 100-mile coast. Protecting this critical coastal ecosystem takes all of us. Watch the stories of the innovators and future leaders who help keep our coast flowing at OurGeorgiaCoast.org.
Welcome back to the Gold Dome Scramble. I'm here with Emma Hurt and Emil Moffitt. Emil, let's begin with you. You know, Governor Kemp has been busy keeping tabs on the spread of the coronavirus around the state. He's holding briefings and updates almost daily. It's a fluid situation, and he's been doing this with his new executive powers, correct?
Yeah, the main thing he's done with those emergency powers newly bestowed on him related to money, $100 million in emergency funding to stop the spread of the coronavirus, and another $5 million specifically for rural hospitals. Both of those were added into the current fiscal year budget at the very last minute. He has also closed secondary and post-secondary schools, and that could have been done under normal state of emergency powers, not just the current state of public health emergency, but still those powers that Kemp is exercising during this very unprecedented crisis that the state and the nation is facing.
So, Emma, let me ask you, what will happen with the legislature in light of the coronavirus and, you know, in wake of Governor Kemp's new executive powers?
Yeah, so I think it's important to note at this point, we're in a state of emergency. And at this time, per our government's structure, it's generally not the time for the legislative branch to be in the driver's seat. This is the time for the executive branch to come in because it can make decisions a lot faster. I talked to Kyle Wingfield about this for a story I did about this new balance of power we have. He runs the Georgia Public Policy Foundation, which is a fiscal conservative think tank, and this is what he said.
Typically, our government is set up to have a deliberative process in the legislature before making new laws, and that's slow and messy and contentious by design. And so the theory here is that in an emergency, ain't nobody got time for that, right? We've got to make decisions and implement them.
And as one state senator, Democrat Jen Jordan, responded to me on Twitter about that story, she said she'd argue the balance of power has gotten even more out of whack because now the entire legislative branch is quarantined for 2 weeks. But yeah, all eyes are on the governor's office right now and our state's public health officials. And I think everyone agrees that that's how it should be. I mean, the state of public health emergency declaration was passed nearly unanimously by both chambers.
But thinking down the line to the role of the legislature, setting aside all the other bills that we've been talking about, is the state budget. And right now we're in the midst of major global economic turmoil. We've seen the losses in the stock markets, everything being shut down for the most part. Governor Kemp did already sign that amended budget for the current year. But if those tax revenues reflect this massive economic crisis, as they're almost guaranteed to do, he'd be able to pull from the state's $3 billion emergency fund. But, you know, that could go quick. And you always have to worry, as we heard about earlier this session, about the AAA credit rating. If that emergency fund is used, that might affect that. It's the big budget, the one we've been talking about for next year, FY 2021, that may have the teacher pay raise, tax cut. You know, we don't know. You know, this the coronavirus and all of the shutdown of pretty much everything really could affect the budget, really could affect the state's planning on that.
And I just think it's wild to think about how at the beginning of this session, we were talking about the governor's budget cuts and how at that point he was trying to convince everyone we're doing this out of an abundance of caution that a recession might be on the horizon. That's what the state economist had advised. I don't think anyone could have possibly predicted that the recession would be this one, caused by a pandemic, that our economy would practically stop, not just slow down.
Well, if we do get some legislative news for you during this crazy time, we, of course, will bring you the Gold Dome Scramble again next week. If not, everyone, pay attention to wabe.org/coronavirus for all of the latest news. I'm Lisa Ram. Emma Emile, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your insights. And stay healthy, both of you.
Yeah.
All of us.
You too. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands, everybody.
Happy to be here, virtually.
The Gold Dome Scramble is produced by Susanna Capiluto. You can always catch up with all things politics on our mothership podcast, Political Breakfast. And subscribe to our new daily coronavirus podcast with WABE health reporter Sam Whitehead. It's called Did You Wash Your Hands? You'll find it in your favorite podcast app. Have a great week and go wash your hands.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of mysteries. Are ghosts real? Is that yogurt expired? Hey, the unknown can be scary, but when you donate to WABE, you know where your money is going. Your gift supports the journalism that keeps you informed and the programs that pull back the curtain on complicated stories. Help us make the world less mysterious. Become a member now. Go online to wabe.org/donate, and thanks.